Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled, and we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Hey, Fried fam. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things that I've uncovered in this whole my own burnout recovery process, plus your burnout recovery process, plus studying the burnout recovery process, plus reading piles and piles and piles of research on stress, chronic stress, and yes, burnout. Today, we get to talk about BPFs. BPFs are burnout protection factors. When I use this in a keynote, how I usually explain it is this. BPFs are like SPF. SPF is sun protection factor, right? You put it on your skin in the morning to protect yourself from skin cancer, etc. SPF, some of us need SPF of 4 and it will protect our skin well enough, and some of us need SPF of 50 because our skin has a higher tendency to skin damage and sun damage. There's no judgment associated with this. It's just some people need SPF 4, some people need SPF 50. It is what it is. Let's move on from it. BPFs work much the same way. One of the questions that I was asking myself when I came up with BPFs was, why is it that two people can be in the same exact environment at the same job and one person burns out and another person doesn't? And in fact, not only does that other person not burn out, but they thrive. And in the research where we're constantly hearing that it's you know, this outside scenario that's creating your burnout, it's the workplace, it's the boss, it's the whatever, how do we then distinguish between these two different things? What is really happening in person A and person B that allows person A to thrive and person B to burn out? And you know that I don't believe that the workplace is the only factor in burnout. We've talked about in various episodes all of the different factors that make you vulnerable to burnout. But what we haven't spoken about is what the protective factors are. What are the BPFs and why are some people not burning out? Even some people that have high levels of adverse childhood experiences and have difficult lives and stressful jobs. So when I was researching the connection between adverse childhood experiences, so basically traumas in childhood that affect your brain development, and burnout, so when I was doing that research, one of the papers that I came across offered an idea of protective childhood experiences. And this paper described how having, for instance, one really supportive adult, even in a family of absolute chaos, so say, you know, you have a mother who's addicted, a father who's absent, and a child who's left on their own and neglected, and everything's a disaster, okay? So that's the scenario. But you have a grandmother that lives in the second floor apartment of the same house who is the best person who ever existed for this child, who believes in them, who supports them, who tells them that they're good and worthy and loves them and feeds them and nurtures them. That one really solid figure can buffer a huge amount, not all, but a huge amount of the adverse childhood experiences. So that becomes a protective factor during childhood, which means that your brain will develop in a more normal fashion, which will then mean that you are less vulnerable to burnout and other problems later in life. So I started thinking about this and I thought, okay, well, that's a protective childhood factor, but a protective childhood experience. But what are the things that we do and have throughout our lives and into adulthood that allow us to stay protected from burnout? And why are some of us leaning into these things more than others? One of the answers to this is because some people need less of them. So some people have these natural burnout protection factors that they don't even realize that they're using. And say they're someone who needs a BPF factor of only 10, and they already have 10 things that are naturally part of their lives, they're just not going to experience burnout. And they're not even going to know that it was ever on the horizon or could have been a problem, no matter how stressful things are. What I see is that most of us who need a BPF of 30 or 40 or 50, these numbers are totally arbitrary, by the way, I'm making them up. But say you're someone who needs more burnout protection factors because you had more trouble earlier in life and have more things that you're up against in the world. For some reason, those of us that need more burnout protection factors seem to think we don't need any protection from anything ever at all, and we can do everything ourselves, and if we're just perfect, then we will be fine. We think that perfectionism and people-pleasing are our burnout protection factors. But in fact, they are burnout risk factors. They create more vulnerability for us. We are engaging with perfectionism and engaging with people-pleasing to try to maintain safety for ourselves, to try to keep stress at bay, but it doesn't actually work. So we're just using the wrong tools. Now, when we talk about burnout risk factors, I always talk about them in six different categories. We have work, we have self. I don't know. I was trying to say self and health at the same time, but those are two different categories. So we have work, we have self. I did it again. Then we have health, we have family. So family of origin and family that you're in right now. We have overall culture that you're working in. So that's not the workplace culture, because that's included in the workplace category. This is your community culture, your religious culture, your country culture. And we have environment. In those six factors is also where we build our burnout protection factors. And what I need you to understand about this is that you might have friends that only need to participate in four of these factors and it's enough for them. And if you need 80 of them, that's fine. Just use 80 of them. There is zero judgment involved in this. It's the same as SPF. Some people need four, some people need 50. It's just your build. It's fine. So no judgment.
Fried fam, I tell you in nearly every episode that step one of your burnout recovery is blood work. And I know that a lot of you avoid it because it's a pain and because your doctor has told you that everything is quote unquote fine. And they refuse to test all the things that you think you need. What if I told you that you could test what you want, when you want, from your home with just a couple of drops of blood? SciFox Health allows you to do just that. You can buy tests as one-offs or join a membership. Either way, you can test and track your results to help you make decisions about your burnout recovery journey. Get 10% off any membership, subscription, or one-time test kit right now. Go to scifoxhealth.com/fried for your discount. That's scifoxhealth.com/fried.
Let's talk about what some of the BPFs might be for you. In the workplace, being someone who feels well-resourced is a burnout protection factor. So if you feel well-supported and well-resourced, like you have all the resources, the tools, the information, the knowledge, the wisdom, the connections, the network that you need to do your job well, it will protect you against heavier workloads. It will protect you against lack of praise. It will protect you against a sense of unfairness, all of the burnout risk factors that enter that space. If you are receiving regular praise and recognition for your work, that's a burnout protection factor. Now, if your boss is praising you properly and giving you great feedback, but you don't stop and absorb it, you are preventing a burnout protection factor from being able to help you. So your part of effort in a place like praise and recognition is actually taking the time to sit and absorb that praise and recognition and allowing it to enter your physical form, allowing your body to feel the fact that you are currently being appreciated. In the burnt out community, this is a really tough one. We are the people who say, oh, this old thing, it was 10 bucks at a yard sale, every time somebody compliments us on anything that's next to our person. So learning how to take in praise and recognition is part of your job as someone who needs to build up their burnout protection factors. If you need a higher BPF scale, this is one of the ways you do it. So if you're in an environment that doesn't give praise and recognition, then you might need to find a new environment. But if you're in an environment that does provide it, it's your job to learn how to absorb it. One of the other things that's interesting in the workplace is no matter where you work, no matter how impactful or how important or how banal your work is, understanding how the work that you're doing contributes to the vision of the company as a whole and gives some sort of sense of weight and meaning to the work that you're doing. I don't mean meaning like you're saving the world. I mean, you understand that the component that you are doing, that it's being used by the system as a whole in a way that makes everything flow together and work together better, is a burnout protection factor, which I think is super cool. Just knowing how your piece actually helps the whole is really important. So if you don't know this, if you're missing some parts of the big picture of why your role matters at your company, this is a conversation to have with a supervisor of some sort. Like, hey, I know that I'm doing this, but can you explain to me how it pulls everything together for everybody else and how what thing I'm really contributing to that makes the biggest difference? I'm not going to go through every single burnout protection factor in every single category today because that would take me a full hour. But I just want you to have an idea of things that you can use to boost your burnout protection. In the family section, working towards secure attachments with your current family will be a burnout protection factor. So you might not be able to influence the attachment style that you have with your family of origin, but you might be able to influence your attachment styles with the people that are your chosen family now. And that can be the people that you live with, people you're in love with, or can be your wider chosen family. Most of us in the burnt out world, or a lot of us in the burnt out world, don't have a lot of like family that we're super close to and really trust. So it's up to you to find sort of replacement family people that you can build those secure attachments to, because that's a massive burnout protection factor. Even just having one person that you feel secure with is massive. If you don't really understand what I'm talking about, I want you to go back to the episode with Julie Manano, who is known as The Secure Relationship on Instagram, and listen to that episode either for the first time or for the second or fifth, because it will really break this down for you in a way that makes it really understandable. I also highly recommend her book called Secure Love, really describes this well. Having high trust levels in your family is also really important. Having high trust levels requires transparency from you to you, etc. So if there's a lot of passive aggressiveness in the way that you talk to your family or the way that they talk to you, shifting that to being a family culture that's open and transparent with one another will boost trust levels, and that adds a burnout protection factor in your favor. Yourself, so your traits, your states, your personality, etc. Having healthy boundaries, burnout protection factor. Having a growth mindset, burnout protection factor. Knowing how to ask for help, burnout protection factor, right? So these are all of the things that we are unwinding when you're doing one-on-one coaching or when you're joining the group coaching program with Sarah. These are the pieces that we are turning on for you. We're turning on all of these personal traits and states and personal factors that become burnout protection factors long-term for you. In your health, having a great diet, and great, I mean 80% of the time. Like, I'm a big fan of the 80-20 rule. But taking care of movement in your life. I'm not saying exercise, I'm saying movement. Taking care of movement in your life. Not having a huge amount of alcohol intake. That makes a huge difference overall. Having regular checkups with your doctor. And this is one of the reasons that I love SciFox Health, because you can test your blood every month if you want to. And I use their unlimited plan because it's something like $130 or $40 every 6 months. And then it's only $85 a month for the tests, which means I can have my blood test done every single month. Which is amazing. If you find the show notes, there's a link to get 10% off SciFox Health too, which is super helpful. Another thing that could be really helpful in the health category is consistent sleep or wake times and or putting yourself outside in the early morning and the late afternoon. This helps to reset your hormones and keep things running on the same sort of schedule that humans are meant to run on. Easy, simple. Well, maybe not always simple. Simple but not easy, easy but not simple. You know what I mean. Environment, burnout protection factors. Spending time in green spaces is a burnout protection factor. More time you spend with plants and trees, the better off you'll be. Easy. Feeling physically safe in your environment is like rule number one around FRIED recovery process. So what we need you to do here is start paying attention to your house around things that make you a little bit anxious or feel uneasy or whatever. So say you have an electric socket and the front plate of the electric socket fell off like 2 years ago. And every time you walk by it, it like makes you a little uncomfortable, a little nervous, whatever. Fixing that in your environment, fixing those small 2 second things that you've been putting off for 3 years, all of those little things will increase your feelings of safety. And that is burnout protection factor up. Love that. And last thing is the overall culture. Now, the overall culture, you're not going to change, right? You're not going to completely shift the culture that you live in. But you can choose the pieces that you want to focus on and surround yourself with people that share those same goals and values. So if you are increasing your level of acceptance of other people, if you are focusing on belonging in places that you enter, if you are focused and looking toward collaboration over cooperation, if you are transparent and clear about your boundaries, and again, instead of passive aggressive, like in the family, if you participate in a nurturing type of community, all of those things are burnout protection factors. My ask of you today, Fried Fam, is that you understand that there are burnout protection factors, that you probably need more than Joe in accounting, and that's fine, and that there's no judgment around how many burnout protection factors you need in your world. The more risk factors you have, the more protection factors you'll need to balance them. Protection factors, the BPFs, are also important to keep in mind when there are risk factors to your burnout that you can't change. Now, there are people out there that will tell you that you can change everything. We both know that that's not true. There are some things that even if you could change, you're not going to, no matter how much they burnt you out, because you're not going to abandon your mother when she's on year 7 of dementia. So it is what it is. And if that's a scenario, then during those times where you are sacrificing for something or putting up with something that you are not willing to change, you need to up your BPFs to balance it out. We often talk in this community about when you sacrifice, when you overgive, you should pay yourself back in some way. Not wait for the reciprocity to come back to you. No, no, no. You fill that damn cup as soon as it gets poured out. Because the more you do that, the more you can give. My whole goal with burnout recovery, first, I want to end burnout culture. No big deal. Second, when each individual person ends burnout culture within themselves, what I find is that each of you has more to give to the world. Uplift yourself, uplift your family, and then uplift your community. And in order to be able to do that, you have to be full of burnout protection factors that resource you, that fuel you, that make you feel safe in order to be able to serve the world the way that you want, in order to be not overwhelmed by all the wrongs and all the injustices that are happening around you every single day. When you are focused on uplifting yourself and your family and your community, you know you are contributing to the overall good of the world. But when you're burnt out, your only job is uplift yourself. You start with you. You fill yourself up so much that it starts to spill over naturally. So if you are making sacrifices and those things are not changing, and there are things, of course, there are things about culture that we can't change. There are just things out of our control. All of those things have balancing factors out there somewhere that we can lean into so that they are bearable. One of the things that I think that a lot of people that work in the burnout world don't want to say is that not all of burnout recovery is about getting to a place where you're like jumping for joy at the end of every day. Sometimes we're just going for simple contentedness and satisfaction. Sometimes we're just going with peace. Sometimes that's the goal. And that's enough. So you build up any amount of burnout protection factors you need to help yourself recover from burnout and stay recovered from burnout, because we all know that burnout recovery comes with a maintenance plan. Your job is to look over your life this week and think about how many things you already have in place that are burnout protection factors for you. Maybe some that are supernatural and included. Maybe some that you could work towards building up. Choose the easiest one first. And let's celebrate each other and ourselves for being able to participate in our own burnout recovery journeys. All right, Fried Fam. Until next time.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.